Good evening, Webbo. Welcome to the Space Show.
Good evening.
You're involved in a program with the European Space Agency called Lunasat. Could you please tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, Lunasat is a small satellite of about 100 kilograms, which is to be launched with an Ariane 5 rocket as an auxiliary payload in the end of 2000 to fly to the moon and circle around the moon. It's an educational satellite, which is to involve many youngsters in all kinds of projects to stimulate their and to motivate their interest in space. And the particular objective of the satellite itself is to measure the suitability of the south pole of the moon for the first extraterrestrial outpost. Now, Lunasat is a result of a summer school which was in 1996 in Austria, where 50 young scientists and engineers were challenged to design a small satellite for less than $10 million. And they did so well that eventually they were started to be sponsored by the European Space Agency, and presently I have a contract for what we call a feasibility study, which is ending just in about a month from now. And now I'm looking actually for the funding of this 10 and in fact 15 million, because that includes the launch and operations, because they have shown now that indeed they can make a satellite for this let's say relatively little amount of money.
And you're involving quite a wide range of students from all around Europe in this project.
Yes, and although it is first intent, of course, is to address the European people, because I'm from the European Space Agency, it is absolutely not excluded that other parties be involved. And as we just heard also that Australians would like to be involved, I will welcome, because the more, the better.
And when's the satellite going to be launched?
Well, as said, the launch is planned at the end of the year 2000. It is also going to be projected as more or less a new millennium event. But the flight to the moon, which could take only just a few days, I mean, the moon is not that far away, is going to be, however, something like 5 months. The reason being is that the satellite will go very far out to use a very energetically very favorable trajectory, such that in spite of the very small mass, which is only 100 kilograms, we can still fly a very substantial payload, like 6 kilograms to perhaps even 9 kilograms.
And what instruments will be aboard? What studies will it make when it gets to the moon?
Well, we have a very high resolution, very precise camera, which is also very sensitive, light sensitive, by which we can observe in particular the South Pole area. We are particularly interested in a elevated point on the South Pole crater. It's called Shackleton, which we call the Peak of Eternal Light. We believe that point has permanent sunlight, and is let's say one of the prime locations to have the first extraterrestrial outpost. We have a wide field camera, which is even more light sensitive, and by that we can also perhaps look more carefully into some of those shadowed craters, permanently shadowed craters, in which they recently thought of finding ice, and so we can observe those with good light sensitivity. Furthermore, we have, in particular, we have equipment to address the ice situation. We have a ground-penetrating radar, which goes relatively deep to see, you know, whether there's ice deep in the soil. And we have also an option to have what is called S-band radar, a synthetic aperture radar, which can look at the surface ice distribution. Furthermore, we also have some experiments which have a spectrometer and a magnetometer, and we look at the ionosphere of the moon, which is still, you know, pristine, because the outpost is not there yet.
Do you have any contact with the students who are going to be involved with this?
Yes, a lot. In fact, when I just go back to Europe tomorrow, I will go basically to a workshop where we discuss all the results of the study of the Lunasat, and where I will learn what kind of problems they still have and how reasonable it is that they will still be ready in the year 2000.
How do they react when they find out that you have actually flown on the space shuttle?
Well, for many of young people, that is a very motivating motivating aspect, because for many youngsters, it is still a dream to fly in space, and so I'm using that enthusiasm to allow them, if possible, to do something, and that is really what I see as my own motivation to assure that I have and create opportunities for them to do something.
And back to the idea of Lunasat, then you've mentioned the possibility of Australian involvement. Have you got any word to any Australian students that might be listening?
Well, I would suggest to an Australian student to grab the nearest computer and hook up to the World Wide Web. And then you can do two things. You can just type in a search to Lunasat, and you will find a Lunasat homepage in which you can find many things. And if you want in particular to respond to my activities, then I have an email address for that. It's called admire@estec.esa.nl.
And we'll repeat that internet address and email address later in the Space Show. Well, Bob, thank you for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
You're welcome, and good luck. And I would like to say to all the youngsters in Australia, the world is only one world, and the youngsters is a youngster community, and it's one of my tasks to allow the youngsters to have the opportunity to make their future, and I wish you a lot of success with that.
Thank you very much again.